Hey everyone, I just want to do a quick follow-up on this non-surgical eyelid lift procedure that I performed on this patient. I know everyone had questions, they want to see before and afters. So this procedure is a CO2 laser resurfacing, which has less downtime than traditional CO2, and I want to show you why. Okay, so here are some progress photos. So the first one is her before. The second one is the next day after, so 24 hours after, and the one after that is 48 hours later. As you can see, when we say downtime, we just mean you look a little crusty. It's not like you have to avoid going anywhere. You can still go to work, you can still see, you can still do everything, right? So this procedure is ideal for a patient with very minimal eyelid ptosis, so a little bit of drooping, a little bit of black skin, and someone that, doesn't want to undergo surgery, because surgery is not for everybody. Everyone has their own comfort level. I know there was a lot of comments about just do the bluff and be done with it. Sure, if you are comfortable doing that, if you have the funds to allocate to it, if you have the week-long downtime where, you have to kind of hide out, sure, do it. But again, it is not for everybody, and it's nice to know that there are other alternatives outside of surgery. So what we did for her was a CO2 around her eyes. We also treated the rest of her face, but we did a very, very minor cool peel because she just didn't want that downtime. So we treated her eyes, we hit her pretty hard, and our goal was to lift and tighten that upper lid. And I'm going to show you her results 2 weeks out. Now, these are preliminary results, and she did have a little bit of reaction because she used Aquaphor instead of Vaseline. I always tell everyone, use Vaseline, don't use Aquaphor when you're recovering because of that risk of reaction. But this is her 2 weeks out. So as we can see in the before, look at how droopy her lid was, and it's starting to lift down here. Same on this side. Now she's a little bit red. That's totally fine. Her skin is completely re-epithelialized, which means her skin is intact. She's just dealing with a little bit of redness, which is totally normal after an aggressive CO2 laser resurfacing. If she didn't have the reaction, this wouldn't be as red right now, but unfortunately we did have a little bit of a hiccup. But as you can see, it's already starting to lift. Full results kick in within 3 months. So this, over the next 2.5 months, is going to continue to tighten and lift. And as you can see, it's a very nice, minimally invasive, non-surgical procedure. The first 3 to 4 days are the worst of it, but after that definitely does settle relatively quickly. The biggest thing that you're going to have is a little bit of crusting, a little bit of swelling, nothing terrible. The pain subsides after 24 hours. It's nothing bad. You can take some Tylenol for it, but you can already see her preliminary results are kicking in very nicely. If you're interested in learning more about this procedure, we're located at Expert Skin Solutions in Tysons Corner, Virginia. And I'm more than happy to assist you with any questions you have in the comments, or if you want to schedule, come see us in person. Take care.